Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, your time is up here, Douglas.
I won, though, man. I mean, I don't understand why we're doing this.
You can keep pleading your case,
yeah, we'll
but
see about
we've,
that.
Heard all the, we've heard all the deliberations.
Take it to trial.
It's been a week-long trial, and now we got to settle this. All right, so welcome back, everyone. The trial of the people against Hugh Douglas. And, you know, we tried to reason with him to surrender here, and he didn't want to do it. So we decided to bring in a judge, jury, perhaps an executioner. Ike Reese joins us live in studio to deem the end of this trial here. Ike, how are we doing today?
I'm good, brother. I love the executioner. I love that.
Well,
man.
We'll see.
Shout out to B-Hop.
You're doing a whole lot of smiling.
What, man? I can't be happy to be on the show.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know how this is going to go.
All right, let's present it and then have Ike rule here. So, all right, yes. Ike, earlier in the season, we made a bet with you, and he mm-hmm. said if the Eagles finished this season allowing 17 or fewer points per game on defense, that he would dye his beard green for the playoff run.
By the way, I was bullied into that, bet.
No,
I just want to say.
No one wants to hear
no,
this.
No, I was coerced.
You're a grown man, okay?
Coerced.
That's number one.
I thought I was until I came here.
Bully. Hugh contends he won the bet because the Eagles allowed what is it, Hugh?
17.8.
As a team. But, of course.
Opponents, when you Google, in my defense, when you Google, how many points did the Eagles defense give up? Google it. How many points did the Eagles give up in 2024? It says 17.8.
Okay, but we can use some context
and
here.
And you know you bet, too. You bet a lot. I was about to say user. But you bet a lot. I feel like I'm being a hostile
life in here right now, man.
So look, technically, Hugh is correct on that. But two of those scores came from defense. The Jaguars' defense scored a touchdown. And the Browns special teams. If you subtract those points, the Eagles allowed 288 on the season. That's 16.9 points per game. That sounds to me like Hugh lost the bet. What do you feel here?
Well, let me say this. I've been following this throughout the season because I listened to the show on the way in. Highly entertaining. By the way, congratulations. Smashing it! You two
I'm waiting.
I'm just saying, you two guys smashing
it. No,
I'm just saying, in the midday.
I'm just waiting to see what he's about to say. He said, you're doing a whole lot long. I'm not being.
Well, he's butting you up before
you know what I'm saying? The calm before the storm, yeah.
Wow, okay. Hostile. Everybody's hostile. Hey,
Hugh's.
I'm taking my cues from Sean Lindell.
Oh.
I'm going to keep it moving.
Probably best.
He said, no, and he said, okay.
Yep, yeah, okay. That was already awkward enough. So, to Hugh's point, does say 17.8 when I look at total points given up.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, shout out to the Eagles defense. 1/10 of a point off from being the number one scoring defense in the league.
Yeah, what was that?
The Chargers were 17.7. Eagles were 17.8, so they were almost a number.
Yeah.
They already total number one in defense and yardage.
I mean, they were way better than any of us thought.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
yeah, so
I mean, to go from the way they were,
not a luxury, Hugh. I followed that throughout the year too.
I'm not gonna argue with you on that.
Okay,
my fate is in your
just
hands.
Just know they're not luxury.
I'm not gonna argue with that.
I'll say this: you look at the stat, and the stat says 17.8. You guys said under 17.
Mm-hmm. 17 or fewer, yep.
17 or fewer. It really can't be argued. It can't be argued until you realize that the Eagles' defense should not be penalized for 14 points.
Mm.
There are two touchdowns in there that the defense did not give up. They didn't give up those points. And I mean, I look at all the circumstances surrounding this case. The lack of respect for defense that the great Hugh Douglas has shown throughout the year, I can't help but rule in favor of Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn. The defense gave up less than 17 points. 16.8 is what the actual defense gave up. Hugh, I'm sorry, brother. The beard needs to be green. The only question is, Midnight Green or Kelly Green?
Well, only thing I can say is I fought the good fight. If I have a choice, I'm going Midnight Green. Yeah. I'll be damned if I go
there
Kelly Green.
Go. There we go.
Okay. So in interest of being a good sport, when do I have to do this?
Well, I think that for the people, because remember, this was not just us. It was the people against Hugh Douglas. I think the people at the pregame show would love to see a green beard on
pre-game
Sunday.
Show.
I mean, that would be...
I got to find some green.
That would be an incredible, incredible scene.
Yeah, I mean, the postseason starts this weekend.
And like you keep saying, nothing's a lock. It's do or die. I mean, we got...
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, this may be the only chance that you actually get to honor the bet and be a stand-up guy.
All right, then, man.
I mean, I love you.
I don't know if that's the case right now.
I love you, man.
I'm gonna get past this.
I love you.
But I did not see this coming. I'm gonna get past it though. I understand. Like, okay.
Well, if I'm being honest, I was offended by the defense as a luxury.
I know. See, this is why I'm being
punished. My take was sound, but we found a loophole because like you said the other night, I was being flippant. That's what
well,
it
I
is.
Do. You're it's Hugh cool. Douglas, bro.
It's cool. It's okay. I'm not mad.
He's Hugh Douglas.
Well, he used
mad.
To be. He used
I'm
to be.
Mad. I'm not mad.
He's an Eagle great. You're an Eagles mad. Hall of Famer.
I'm not mad.
Would Brian Dawkins ever say defense is a luxury?
Never.
Did you ever hear
never.
Seth Joyner
never,
saying that?
Never.
Jeremiah Trotter?
Yeah, I'm getting
Trent Cole.
Well, the one time that we told Trot about this, Trot was appalled.
Yes.
Yeah, he said you were on crack.
Let me go ahead and try to find me some beer.
All right. Pre-game show. If you're going to the game Sunday, come on out. Pre-game show. Hugh will be there. Ike will be there. I'll be there.
Thank you, Ike.
You come on out. Thank you, Judge Reese.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Well, of course. Yes, thank you, Judge Reese,
thanks
for the ruling.
Thanks a lot,
Ike. Douglas, I love you, brother.
Thank you so much, Ike. Thank you.
Oh, that was great. I mean, the people have spoken. The judge has spoken. Justice has been served here in a court of law at WIP. Hugh, how you feel?
I'm not good, Coach. Okay. Not good, Coach. Not good. But I am a man of my word, and I am looking up green hair dye.
Okay. Well, you have fun this weekend. All right, 215-592-9494. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Cates. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra
so
specials
wait a minute,
all
I got a
football
question.
Season at Klondike Cates. What's your question?
So is this just for this weekend?
Whoa.
Well, or do I have to do it?
Do you think you can undye it after the Eagles get a win?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
So, that would be... how about this? I think we could be fair to Hugh on this. This is for as long as the Eagles playoff run continues. If somehow, and I think it's ridiculous to think about because this is a lock, if somehow they lose Sunday, wash it out and move on. Yep. Like, we're good.
But it could extend to February.
It could. We could be on Bourbon. I mean, legitimately. I mean, they booked our hotel room already. We could be on Bourbon Street with you having a green beard. This is so good.
I'm so excited. Thank you, Mike.
I can hear it in your voice.
Mm-hmm. Just know that, like, the majority of our listening audience, the large majority, is very happy with
us. Oh, they pulled the car over and they're celebrating.
We have made our listeners very happy.
It's not very often where you have a high-profile verdict that causes this much reaction. I mean, I have to go back to, I don't know, 1995 for a high-profile verdict to cause this much attention and this much reaction. Let's go to George in Delco. What's up, George?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How you doing, George? What's up, buddy?
I'm doing good. So I would like to say... Well, I would say I'm sorry to you, Joe, but I'm going with Hugh, man. He's right on this one.
He's right about what?
So, listen, I'm not saying we're going to lose because, you know, I got faith in the team that we're going to win, but it's the playoffs. You can't say anything is a lock.
Why not?
Just because, so listen, if you're looking at the Denver and the Bills game, all right, are you saying the Bills are a lock?
Yeah.
So... if the Bills go out there and they take Denver and Bo Nix lightly, they're going to lose.
Sure, but they're not going to do that. I mean, why would it, like, I can feel it's a lock. I never said the team should, right? Like, of course the Eagles should prepare like they're playing a good team, but they're not going to take them lightly. Why would anyone take anyone lightly in the playoffs?
because you're saying it's a lock. No, nothing is a lock. It's the playoffs, man. I have faith that we're going to win.
But George, don't you assume in the post? This isn't week four, and it's not like one team off of a bye and one team like this is the playoffs. No one takes anyone lightly in the playoffs. This is the biggest game of their lives.
Yeah, you definitely don't do that.
Well, yeah, we're not going to take them lightly. Right. I know we're going to play them.
Right, but then we have to eliminate that. That's not part of the handicap of the game. The Eagles are not taking the Packers lightly. Now, could the Packers outplay them? I mean, that's a possibility, and then I'm wrong. But I don't see where they have any advantage in this game.
I don't know. I mean, if Jalen goes out there and he starts slow, like everyone keeps saying and comparing it to, then, you know, then the Packers have a chance, which is hopefully that won't happen. But, you know, it's just, yeah, we have the better players, we have the better team, we have the better everything. It's just, you know, we have to play the way we should play. But to say it's a lock, you know, I don't know, I can't say anything is a lock in the playoffs, man. It's just, it's the playoffs, everyone plays differently, you know, we just got to go out there and play our game.
Well, we do, and hopefully it's going to work out. George, we appreciate it, and you enjoy the game. Do we have a developing situation?
We do, yeah, and I got to credit Lewis here, who's doing our podcast and audio for the show today, who pointed this out to me. This does need to be updated, but...
So whoever's doing this, please fix.
If you go on Hugh Douglas's Wikipedia, it's, you know, the basic details. Hugh Douglas currently hosts the 94 WIP Midday Show in Philadelphia, previously served as a football analyst for ESPN. Next line, Hugh never did his bet about dyeing his beard green.
That's wow, they changed.
Said what?
It says it has to be updated because obviously this is going to change now because you've been ruled guilty. Hugh never did his bet about dyeing his beard green.
Yeah, because I won.
But
I got clipped.
Did you hear the judge?
I got clipped
judge?
On a technicality.
The judge.
I am being punished.
The Honorable
it's
Reese.
It's on your Wikipedia.
I am being punished.
The internet doesn't lie, as you say.
I am being punished because I had a comment. Or I had a take that nobody agreed with. So now I'm being punished for that. So this is why I'm on here right now looking for some green beard dye.
Well, also you lost the bet. I mean that there's more to this.
I didn't lose.
I don't think we have to argue about this anymore. It's over.
We can't argue about it because I've been overruled. But
a court of law found you guilty.
I mean, I won.
Well, your whole thing this week was that the internet doesn't lie. Yeah, this is on your Wikipedia page.
Somebody did that because they heard me say that. somebody heard me say that, and that's why they did that. And they were hoping that I would. I'm not that much of a narcissist where I go Google myself to see what people are saying. But yeah, that's what that was.
Can't believe it's on your Wikipedia.
That's amazing. We got to check on Hugh's Wikipedia more often. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We have to hit you with a same-game parlay for Wild Card Weekend as well. Eagles-Packers in a few minutes. DeSean Jackson joins at 1:30. We'll have Big Game Dante in studio before the end of the show to sing the national anthem and get us set up for a huge football weekend. Let's go out to the plant-based Seth in media. What's up, Seth?
Oh, man, I can't believe you just did me like that. Kyle set me up.
That's what it said on the board. I'm like Ron Burgundy. I read whatever he puts up there.
It's all good, Kyle. I digress. So let me put all this stuff to bed right now about, you know, people beating their chest and you know, this is a lock and stuff like that. You know what? You know who else was supposed to be a lock? The Phillies winning the World Series, right? I've seen this too many times before. The Eagles beating the Chiefs. Right, walking in there. We were the better team. We should have won that game. I'm not saying that I feel like they're going to lose. I don't want them to lose. I think, you know, they have every shot to win this thing and go deep. But at no point during this playoffs, I got both my feet on the ground. I am not going to say that any one of these games is a lock. It's ridiculous to even think that, you know, and I think you're overstepping your confidence when you do that. It's fine to be down at the game and hoot and holler and stuff, but just keep in the back of your mind that, you know, these other guys are getting paid too.
Sure they are. You know? So Seth, I get it. They're not bad. But when you said it jogged my memory. When you said the Chiefs in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, I was in Arizona. I was on the media row and I was doing my show at night then. And I did a show. I forget exactly the topic of the night, but it was something to the effect of your confidence level. And Seth, it spooked me that night because, I don't know, seven out of every 10 callers were telling me the Eagles were going to blow out the Chiefs. And I didn't feel that way. But part of that was the respect I had for Andy Reid and the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. Like you're right, Seth. Nothing is ever like fully anything. 100%. That's just the way sports work. I actually think we're underestimating how bad things have gone for Green Bay. Their quarterback, I know the Eagles aren't perfect, but they're really good. Green Bay is not the team they were last year, the way I view it. Their quarterback has an elbow issue. They lost their best deep threat. They lost their best corner. And they haven't beaten a good team all year. Like last year's Packers, I know they went and did this, you know, the 2-7 game. They had beat the Lions on Thanksgiving last year, and they had beaten the Chiefs last year. Like, they were dangerous. I think they're a dead team walking in here. I really believe if the Eagles can jump on them, and that's debatable if they will, as Hughes pointed out all day, I think they might roll over the way the Eagles rolled over in Tampa last year. I just think they have weird vibes heading into a playoff week.
Listen, that's a fair point, you know, and you're accurate with a lot of that stuff, especially with their injuries. But, you know, you'd be selling yourself short and doing yourself a disservice as a fan if you weren't at least paying attention to the fact that, look, the Eagles are going to have a little bit of issues too. You know, I saw some guy say that the other day, a hot take on whatever sports show it was, where he's like, you know, Jalen has been known to not be a great passer. And that's just BS. That's up and down. I mean, he's proven, I don't know what else this kid has to do to prove it. He is a very, very good quarterback and have potential to be elite as his career goes on. I'm just saying, I'm not ready. I'm with you on this one. I don't think anything at this point is a 100% lock, and you just agree with me on that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, you know, have fun this weekend. I'm going to have a good time. I'm expecting the Eagles to win. They should win, but I'm just going to reserve my excitement for, you know, when I start to see them actually roll through.
I hear you. All right, Seth. Good stuff, man. We appreciate it. You have a good weekend. All right, a couple things here. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about it and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. I have three things I need to bring up here. Okay. Number one is the Twitter poll, which we started with the show today. I'm actually disappointed. You know, I'm legitimately disappointed. Do you consider the Eagles a lock to beat Green Bay on Sunday? 63% said no on. I'm surprised. I mean, usually Football Friday is the least logical day of the week, right? Like, we're just like totally in our feelings. No one thinks straight. Yet 63% said no. That tells me there's a lot of people out there who have some nerves about this game, including Hugh Douglas. Okay. Second thing is, you notice that Hugh let me handle that entire plant-based call with Seth, and that's because I'm guessing he was searching for green dye.
You know I am. I'm trying to make this as painless as possible. And I just want to say this, because we're going to be at the game Sunday.
Yes.
I ain't taking no pictures with nobody. Like, if you want to take a picture, you're going to have to take it from afar. I'm not posing with a green beard. I'm not doing it.
For the next
not
month?
Being ridiculed for the whole month. Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Okay. Well, we'll then take them from afar. All right, last thing. We do have some more Eagles wide receiver news, and it's not the greatest. So we know A.J. Brown didn't practice yesterday. Sirianni said, rest. Kyle, it sounds like DeVonta Smith now also absent from Eagles practice. Back tightness. He is expected to play.
This
but
is all lovely.
Back tightness for DeVonta Smith.
Hmm. I mean, it's not great.
Two
wide receiver injuries going into this game is...
Okay. I mean, I'm
not the greatest news, but if they're going to play, I feel okay. You don't like to see that.
Yeah, we'll see how they list both of these guys. Because that, you know, it's one thing for a reporter to put out what the team is saying. The truth lies in the injury report. When they put the injury report out today, 4 or 5 o'clock, whenever that comes out, that's you can't lie on that, right? So if they're questionable, they're probably going to play. If they're doubtful, they're probably going to be out. So just that'll tell us everything we need to know about really how serious any of these things are. All right. You know what we got to do, guys, before we talk to Sean Jackson coming up at 1:30?
What we got
to
do?
We got to put together a same-game parlay for the Eagles and the Packers on Sunday. Let's get to it. We always do one each week before an Eagles game over at FanDuel Sportsbook. All right, what are you thinking, Hugh? Touchdown?
Oh, you know me. I'm going to always go with the Saquon anytime.
Right.
He's been off for like, what, 14 days? Chilling?
Saquon Barkley. And remember the first matchup, he had three anytime touchdowns against the Packers in Brazil. All right, Saquon, anytime touchdown. Kyle, what are you thinking? What kind of leg you want to put in here?
So we had a lot of discussion this week about should they run Jalen Hurts? Should they lean on his running ability?
Yep.
I think they should. I think they will. His number, I think, is... So if you go to 40-plus yards, it's minus 110.
Alt rushing yards?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to take that.
All right, well, now we have two receivers that have some sort of ailment, so maybe he's going to have to run the football more than normal. Okay, we'll go with that. I feel like I have to, after sitting here for the past 3.5 hours saying this to Locke, I feel like I got to hit you with the alt spread, right? Like
the alt.
Well, they're favored by 4.5, but That feels a little light for it to just be a lock. How about Eagles minus 6.5? Let's move that spread. Alt spread. Eagles minus 6.5. They win this by at least a touchdown. So Barkley touchdown. Eagles minus 6.5. Hurts on the 40-plus rushing yards. I say we throw in a Josh Jacobs touchdown. It feels like if they score.
That's not about right.
That's
yeah. I mean, because they're probably going to lean on him a whole lot. Yeah. He's probably going to be the guy that they're going to look to kind of, you know, try to even it out a little bit. So, yeah, I can see that.
He had 15 touchdowns rushing this season. Yeah, he's been a touchdown machine. All right, so we go Josh Jacobs anytime. And I know we just got some news that he has a little tight back.
Tidy back.
I still think DeVonta Smith is going to have a day on Sunday, assuming he's going to be okay when the game starts. He had a bunch of catches and yards against the Packers week one. They play a lot of zone. He gets a lot of catches against zone over the middle. And when he runs across the sideline, totally across the field. I like DeVonta over 60.5 receiving yards. Let's go Barkley touchdown, Josh Jacobs touchdown, Jalen Hurts 40-plus rushing yards, Eagles to cover 6.5 point number, and DeVonta Smith over 60.5 receiving yards. That comes out to about a 22-1, 21 or so to 1 on a same game parlay. Lock it in as we lock up a victory for the Eagles on Sunday in round number 1. Rob in Overbrook. What's up, Rob? Rob?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
What's going on, man? Joe Giglio, man. Hey, Hugh, were you here when the Phillies lost to Arizona in the playoffs?
He was.
Yes,
yeah,
I was.
We were doing that show together, yep.
All right. Remember that Joe Giglio take? Who do you want to play? Texas or Houston?
Uh-huh,
we were up 3-1.
Of course.
Nothing's a stone cold lock, brother. And for you to dismiss the Packers, like, you know, the Philly Eagles are just going to walk in there and just, you know, walk over them.
They are.
Okay, the time will tell, you know, because, you know, from, you know, all week you can do a lot of talking up until Sunday game day, and then that's when you find out with the proof's in the pudding, you know. And here's another thing. I am so disappointed. I was talking to Kyle. I was so disappointed that he didn't go for that record. You don't get a chance in life to go for records too often. Just like that Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game, I was alive for that. Mm-hmm. That's a Philadelphia record. And nobody's going to, when people get close, but nobody's going to break it. And the two things I learned that you can't do scared is gamble and play football. So when you start talking about resting people and, you know, nothing's, it's not a lock that you're going to get out of the first round. It's not like you win the World Series.
Gotcha.
So if you don't, if the Eagles don't win the World Series, what are we left with? We could have got. You can go for everything when you get a chance to, man. This new NFL with these scared people, man. Everybody's scared. You know, everybody.
You're the one that sounds scared about this game. You're so much scared. I mean, the Eagles. In what area is Green Bay better than the Eagles?
It's like the caller just before me said. These guys get paid too. They're professionals. And, you know, just because somebody's better than somebody doesn't mean you're going to beat them.
I think, but we could say that about every game. So what's the point of even having a feeling on a game? Like, just close your eyes. Like, sometimes you have a feeling. Your team's going to win or you're worried. And I'm worried a lot of times. This week, I'm not worried. They're not that great of a team.
Well, we shall tell. We shall see the proof in the pudding when you and that group, that green beard, at the end of that game, we'll tell exactly how right you were, because, you know, you've been wrong more than you've been right, Joe, as far as I can see.
Nah, I'm not sure about that one, but we can debate that. Rob, good phone call, man. We appreciate you. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hearing that music's got me ready for Sunday. 4:30 on Fox and obviously WIP, the Eagles and the Packers. We'll get started with countdown to kickoff with Hugh and his green beard at 1 o'clock pregame show.
It's at one.
We'll start at one. Yeah, we'll start at 1, 2 o'clock.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm tripping.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. We'll have the whole panel
still
up there.
Distraught.
And the fans will come running in, and they'll see Hugh and his green beard. All right, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to have Dante, big game Dante, who's already arrived in studio. He's going to sing the national anthem. Some are calling Dante the Packer Slayer because the Eagles beat the Packers in week one before he sang. So we got big game Dante coming up before the show's over. And in a couple minutes here, you were going to talk to Deshaun Jackson. And I'm debating whether I should tell him that he took the job that you were applying for.
No, I think I already told him.
Oh, okay.
They know.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like I know I mentioned it in passing, mm-hmm. because he was a little, you know, because I just congratulated him. And we talked about it a little bit, but yeah.
Well, it's awesome that he's the new head coach at Delaware State. He got introduced a couple days ago. So Deshaun back in the area, going to be coaching Delaware State now, as we've seen this this trend lately of former players now jumping into coaching. Maybe the highest profile one, Deion Sanders, or what he's been able to do. And now Deshaun Jackson, former Eagle. He is the new head coach at Delaware State. He joins us right now on the Midday Show. Deshaun, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm blessed, man. It's an honor, man. How you guys doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, D Jack, my question is, how did this come about? Because this happened kind of quickly.
Man, it happened very fast. It's a long story, man. But obviously, I was coaching last year. Obviously, retiring. In 2022, played with the Baltimore Ravens, and I sat around that whole year and just kind of just relaxed and really just was able to kind of take some time off and reflect and. During that process, it was great, but to sum it up, this past year, I said, man, it's time for me to get off the couch, man. I was getting sores and my toes was getting numb. I said, man, it's time to get out in the field, and I actually had the chance to coach with my older brother, Coach Clark, mm-hmm. who has been a high school coach for the past 25 years, and had the opportunity to coach in Long Beach with him, and man, I fell in love with him, and I was out there, and that the youth and the young kids, man, is what kind of motivated me, because I feel like there's a void from a lot of players when they retire. You go through a period of time where you don't know what to do and what's next. So for me, instead of waiting so long, I said, while I'm still young and I'm still fluent, man, let me get out here. And when I started coaching with them young kids, man, it kind of gave me it rejuvenated me and gave me that void that I missed from catching touchdowns on Sundays.
Well, Deshaun, everyone here is excited for you, happy for you, and really, we can't wait to watch you coach here. So, Deshaun, I'm sure you've given a lot of thought. I'm sure it was part of the whole process. What kind of coach are you going to be? Are you going to be like the CEO guy on the sidelines? Are you going to call plays as a former offensive player, scored a whole bunch of touchdowns in the league? Are you going to be a play caller or more of a kind of a game manager? What is your plan right now in terms of on the game day, what you're going to do?
Well, I think, it's going to be – it's with anything, This is something new, but I feel like, coming from the pedigree I've came from, having some coaches, one in particular like Andy Reid, I mean, for me it's just been a blessing to be able to learn from guys like him, Sean McVay, obviously John Harbaugh in my last season, and a lot of other mentors, and even Coach Prime. So I feel like I can take a lot from a lot of different individuals and just kind of implement something special with myself. So – I mean, to sum it up, man, I'm very influential with the offense. My football IQ, I've learned, from a lot of great teachers. And, I can't sit here and answer that question right now because, if I told you everything, you'll beat me to the eight ball. I gotta keep it discreet, man, because, now, these coaches, they're game playing against me. But I think just, the biggest thing about being in the position I'm in, I can only be as successful as the people I put around me. And, the talk and talks with – Andy Reid and, Deion Sanders, I'm the interview process and the hiring process, the guys, once I strike who's going to be on my staff, everybody's going to look up and they're going to be like, man, he got some powerful guys. So I'm just excited about this process. And, you can't rush this because now I'm on this side of it and it's like I see the business perspective of it.
Yeah, no question about that. What's funny, Deshaun, we were talking about it and I was wondering how, especially nowadays with this NIL money and all this other stuff, how are you going to attack that? Because that's probably going to be something when you go into these kids' homes and talk about, they're going to probably want to talk about the money situation.
Yeah, great, great point. I mean, honestly, and financially, I'm at an HBCU. So, if it was for the money and that was all it was for, I probably wouldn't be in this position because, just the resources and the opportunities as being an HBCU and just the funding is not as big as if you went to an Oregon or a Cal or of Florida State, so mm-hmm. I think personally for myself, I'm literally betting on myself because I understand the position I'm at. I understand my brand. I understand who I am. Mm-hmm. And I understand it's a lot of young kids that look up to a Deshaun Jackson. So, the best thing I can say is, I did it at every level. And, I know the rights and wrongs. I know how to tell a young kid, if you want to make it, you might have to dress it up and look a little different. But personally, I think, Deion obviously kicked the door down at Jackson State. Shador kicked the door down. Travis Hunter kicked the door down. It showed a lot of kids that you could go to a HBCU and ball out and still go to a big-time Division you know, one school and still get your money. So I think the biggest thing, too, that people don't understand is you're able to go get your visibility, your publicity, your film, and your game time, because a lot of these young guys are going to these schools and they're getting the money, the NIL money, but then they're not really being perform on the field. So you have a lot of great players that are sitting, and now they're hitting the portals, and they ain't even never played it down, and they're going to this school, to that school to look for money. But it's like, get on the field, earn your respect, earn the money, and then you could go to a big school and get it.
I hear the passion in your voice,
yeah,
man.
I like that.
And you know me personally. I told you, I talked to you, and I congratulate you and everything. When are you going to hit the ground running, like spring ball and all this stuff? Have you gotten that schedule out already, or are you still working on that?
No, so still working on that. But you talking about hitting the ground running? Shoot, I'm literally hitting the ground running right now. I'm driving. I'm in Baltimore. I'm going. I actually about to go to a school, a high school in Baltimore, and then we're going to a school out here in Dover. So. I mean, recruiting level is already hitting, man. We amping it up. Obviously, it was a dead period, so now it's back active now. So, I mean, recruiting, obviously, portal guys. I mean, you know, assessing the actual team that I have now, hiring coaches. I mean, I had to talk to the last existing coaches, and I mean, it's a lot going on. So, man, it's an awesome feeling. I mean, I'm waking up every day, man. I'm rejuvenated, man. It's fun. Like, you know, when you go to work, and obviously, Hugh, you played at a high level. I mean, it take me back to the early days when I was a rookie, when I used to just wake up and just couldn't wait to get into the facility, man. Like, I got another edge for it now, and it's like every day I wake up, I look forward to the next step, man, and I'm having a blast with it.
Gotcha.
DeSean Jackson with us here, the new head coach at Delaware State. DeSean, do you think we're going to see more players take this jump? You know, you mentioned Deion there, and he's probably become the most high-profile. And when I say that, I mean really good players, high-profile players. Cause when I always remember growing up, it was like, yeah, there were some former players that became coaches, but they weren't, like, star players. I don't know if it's a matter of, like, the other guys get a head start because you're still playing in the league, you know, into your 30s. But it feels like it's changed. You think, I mean, Michael Vick, obviously, as well, becoming a coach. Do you think more ex-players and star players might go down this path like you have?
Man, honestly, I mean, I think the door is wide open. I mean, you have to be passionate. You know, it can't be just a void position that you're just accepting and taking on. Like, you know, for myself, I feel like this is a huge step in my career. Obviously, playing on the field and, you know, what I did in the NFL was, you know, amazing and monumental to myself and my family. But, I mean, this step right here, man, this is a huge step for me. And I feel like, you know, hitting the ground running and just the success. Like, I feel like everything I do in life, you know, as hard as you work is the results you're going to get. So, I mean, you can't take no days off and you got to outwork people. And I understand that. So, I mean, if that opens up the doors for other guys or other athletes, I've seen Tyreek Hill, you know, made a comment. It was like, you know, HBCU, I'm going to be the next head football coach. So, I mean, I think a lot of guys that are very passionate about it will get these opportunities. I mean, obviously, Deion started it. Michael Vick, you know, was hired before me and now myself. So, one thing I can say, WIP, y'all got to support us. We're going to need y'all help. My guy Mike over there, I mean, we need y'all support. It's going to take everybody, man. And one thing is for certain, man, you can't do it by yourself, and you need a team of people to help. So I'm reaching out. We need all that possible. It's HBCU. We need it. I'm asking.
Well, we're excited to help you get the word out and be part of this with you and building this program up. Before we let you go here, DeSean, I know you're busy and heading out recruiting. We got to get your feeling on the game. We got a big one. The Eagles and the Packers Sunday at 4:25. What's your feeling on this and where this Eagles team is right now heading into the playoffs as the number 2 seed in the NFC?
Man, I'm amped up, man. I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I'll be at the game. I'll be there in Philadelphia, and I'll be there supporting them with my Delaware State University jacket on. You know what I'm saying? So I think we're gonna be in the Super Bowl this year, man. I really feel it. I feel, you know, Saquon is balling right now. Jaden, I know he got hurt, but, you know, them two receivers on the outside, man, defense flying around, CJ playing his butt off. I mean, I'm fired up, and I'm ready to bring some energy into that stadium on Sunday, man. The link going to be crazy.
Oh, it's going to be great. DeSean, appreciate you hopping on with us. Good luck with everything, and especially early on with the recruiting here. And enjoy the game and being back here in Philly on Sunday. Thank you, DeSean.
Eagles fly, baby. Go Hornets.
There he goes. DeSean Jackson,
man.
The new head coach at Delaware State. I got to say, I mean, I just hearing his passion and his pitch.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for him.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited for him, man. And like I said, I had a chance to talk to some of the people in his team yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like they have a game plan. They're just trying to put everything in place. But it sounds like it's going to be an exciting time down there at Delaware State.
I mean, I'm impressed that he got the job. He was introduced 2 days ago. He's on the road right now recruiting.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Were you enticed at all to go join his coaching staff? Just now?
Passionate. Maybe you won't be bullied here.
Like being bullied, having to dye my beard green. I mean, I don't think I have to worry about that at Del State. But, you know, you never know. No, I'm not leaving. Even though you guys have, I got railroaded in this
railroaded?
A little bit.
I'm
going to be a man of my word, and I'm looking for some beard dye right now.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh's been on this beard dye thing.
I'm trying to find some beard dye. See, this is the thing, because I've been looking, right? And see, it's not like I go buy a dye every day, so I need to find some that's actually in the store.
Yeah.
And it's not looking good for me.
Well, I'm glad you're at least taking this ruling seriously.
Rules
with an iron fist.
I'm a stand-up guy, man. I mean, it's just that now I'm just trying to figure out where I'm going to find some. I mean, it's not like I go in the store and be like, hey, I need some dye. Like, I don't know where to go.
Somebody's going to, you know what? You're going to end up going to a store, be like, hey, do you guys have any green dye? They're going to be like, Hugh Douglas?
Yeah, and they're going to listen. Yeah, all of that.
They're going to be like, wait, that's got to be. I mean, who else would come in here today for green dye?
That's for green dye. Yeah, that's going
to
be me.
It's got to be him. All right, this segment brought to you by Visit Delco. Have tickets to the Birds game this weekend. Make a night of it with the Eagles. Game day. Get away from Visit Delco. Go to visitdelcopa.com. Click the Eagles logo. Terry in Maryland is up next on WIP. Hey, Terry.
Hey, really, you? Bryce Huff on 2.5 sacks.
I mean, it's my player of the game, so what's the problem?
We haven't seen all season. What makes you think he's going to show up?
I mean, because I'm a glutton for punishment. How about that?
We all realize that at this point now, yeah.
Because remember, defense is a luxury, right, in your world.
That wasn't even funny, but okay. You got it.
Well, no, Terry's just following Ike's lead on that.
No, I know he is. I'm being a little snippy because I got to dye my beard green.
I'll
dye mine with you. You know?
Oh, there we go.
I don't care.
That's a nice show of solidarity.
That's not a show of solidarity. I don't need that. You know what I need? I need about 5 more minutes before we get off so I go home and sulk. That's what I need to do.
Well, we're giving you 24 hours. You better show up with smiles Sunday.
I am. I'm working on it now because I know nobody's going to be trying to hear if my beard's not green.
Nobody's going to care.
I'll be at the game, so I'll make sure I look out for you.
Yeah, come by the pregame show. See Hugh with his green beard.
I will.
Be hard to find.
No, he won't. That's true. Terry, what do you think it's Sunday? Is this a lock?
This is a lock. They're going to cover. I think what's going to happen, I think we're going to get 2 touchdowns. Jake Elliott's going to cover 3 field goals to seal the deal.
Well, that would make me happy if Elliott hits 3 field goals because we know it's been choppy this year for Jake Elliott in a significant way.
The Packers are going to give it. They're going to make it a little tight, a little sketchy with us. So we're going to have to really play a good defense with them.
Well, and that's been the theme of the season. It's good defense. Terry, we appreciate the call. See, Terry's going to come out on Sunday. He'll dye his beard
green. And here's the thing. Because he's not the first guy to say, hey, I'll do it with you. I don't care.
But, I mean, it's a show of solidarity. They want to help you out. Why?
No, it's not. It's not a show of solidarity.
If I had a beard, I might dye it green, too. I don't have one. I can't.
No, Joe, no, you wouldn't. Because you're going to be too busy at the tailgate laughing at my beard. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't even know why you're sitting here. See, Joe's in here right now because he know I'm a little distraught. I'm over here looking for beard dye.
Yeah.
And he's trying to be as supportive as he possibly can. But he's going to laugh. He's gonna laugh just like everybody else.
Well, I'm just.
It's gonna be. You know, I get it. I'm trying to. I'm warming up to it. I mean, it's a little shock. I mean, you know,
I'm
playing with Ike for like 6 years. I didn't think he was gonna, you know, rule against me.
Well, Ike's about defense.
I had full confidence he was gonna rule against
Ike. Ike leads green. No, and you went. It's the defense thing.
See, I came with a take that nobody could handle.
Oh boy,
I am. Who am I? I'm Jack Nicholson. In the movie, You Can't Handle the Truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. And I'm okay with that. You need me on that hill. You want me on that hill. And you know what?
Are you done?
I'm going to be a stand-up guy about it. I'm going to dye my beard green.
You're more like Rocky in Rocky
3. I'm going to dye green. And I'm going to hold my head up high. And I'm going to come to the game. And I might not be smiling, but I don't smile anyway. But still, I'm going to be a stand-up guy in this situation.
Oh, we all knew you would eventually do it. It was a matter of
eventually.
It was a matter of making it clear that you had no choice in this. I mean, we knew eventually you'd give into this.
I have
never wanted a Super Bowl run more because that means a full month we get out of this nonsense. And I'm on Bourbon Street. I'm purposely going to walk like different ways than you are just to see if I can find you. Like where? Oh, there he is. That has to be him.
You know what the absolute sad part about all of this is?
Well, there's a lot that's actually sad about this.
I'm me. Outside of me being sad. Man, I can't find not one midnight green. I can't find that.
Looks like Kelly.
One.
It is.
No, not yet. I'm not there.
I'm not there. Someone sent me a message. You're sandbagging everyone. He found midnight green beer dye in the city. So I'm
no, done. I didn't. Yep. Somebody said that.
I'll say the place.
They're all telling right? the story.
All right, let's talk to Shoop, and then we got to get Big Game Dante
let's
up
go.
Here and sing the national anthem before a big football weekend. Shoop in Minersville. What's up, Shoop?
Q and Joe, how are we doing today, gentlemen?
What's going
We're
on?
We're doing
man.
Good.
I'm not doing so
I
well.
Mean,
but
justice has
Joe,
been served.
Joe,
We're going to
blow
out victory on Sunday. This
Joe
is great.
In his bag. Joe's going to get a whole month of this.
And he should be. And you know what? The first thing that I'm going to do today is I'm going to thank the Honorable Judge Reese for doing the right thing and quite possibly saving the city and saving the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
By making a judgment and a ruling on a matter that is very important to the city. And Hugh, I also want to thank you for, you know, going through with this. You understand that, like I said, the fate of the Eagles rests on your shoulders and on your beard, actually. So to swallow your pride, to dye your beard green, I want to humbly say thank you for that.
The only reason I'm doing it because I already got two strikes. I don't need that third one. So I'm just going to go on here.
Now, this is big of you. You can take a bow on this one.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna buck all the way to the end. I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to be happy about it. No, I'm not going to be happy.
Well, someone brought up.
And I'm not going to have. I don't need people telling me it's going to be okay. And better not nobody tell me it look cute. Better not nobody say that.
All right, let me make a note.
As Dante look at me as I have a whole meltdown. I have a whole meltdown.
Don't make him nervous, man.
I'm just making a note for when I see you Sunday morning. Hold on.
And better not. Nobody say that to me when they see me walking up.
I just want to set the alarm. 9:30 Sunday morning. Don't tell Hugh his beard looks cute. All right,
you know what's funny? And as soon as I said that, I hate you people.
Yeah, now you just opened up that can of worms.
You know, I already know. Everything that I just said I don't want to happen. It's
Shoop,
definitely
good call,
gonna
man.
Happen.
We appreciate it. Everyone come by the tailgate on Sunday. Tell Hugh his beard looks cute.
Each and every one
All right,
of you.
Let's lock in, everyone. Can we lock in? Because we got a little off track here this segment.
You.
Hugh's in his feelings. But we have to get our minds right. All right, our minds right for Sunday. And when we have to get our minds right before a big game in Philadelphia, we turn to one man. His name is Big Game Dante. He sings our national anthem. Some have dubbed him the Packer Slayer. Well, I mean, Dante started off
the season.
He got the
season started.
And we beat the Packers. Dante, how you doing, buddy? Welcome back to the Midday Show with us.
I'm doing great. It's playoff time.
It is playoff time. Are you ready?
Yes, absolutely.
So what are you feeling? Like we're making a Super Bowl run here?
Yes, absolutely. Of course, it's the Birds.
Is this a lock to win on Sunday? You feeling me?
I mean, not for us. We got the best team. We got a loaded roster. I think we can do it.
All right. See, Dante's ready to go. All right. Well, Dante, we're going to hand the floor and the mics to you for the national anthem like you did for us before the start of the baseball playoffs and, of course, the start of the NFL season. Dante, Big Game Dante, take it away. The floor is yours.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Outstanding.
Great job, Dante. Great job, Dante. Big game, Dante. The Packer Slayer. Dante, we appreciate you being in studio with us. Enjoy the game this weekend, man.
Thank you.
Awesome
you
job,
too.
Dante.
I'm pumped.
We're pumped, too. Hugh, how about that? And that's a way to end the week there, isn't it? You ready, Hugh? Are you now ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, no.
We ruined your whole weekend, didn't we?
He ruined himself. No, you made
a bad bet. Because you know, no, because you know me. I want to make sure this gets done.
Yeah.
So now I'm focused on finding a green beard dye, and I just want to say I hate all y'all that are sending me places to get green hair dye. I hate each and every one of you individually.
Okay.
But thank you so much.
All
but
right,
I can't stand
get
none of
your
y'all.
Mind right. We just got a playoff weekend. Everyone, enjoy your weekend. So much playoff football. Enjoy it all.